Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. Beautiful morning out there. Are these temperatures right, Todd?
Yes,
75 degrees in Appleton already?
Yep.
Wow. 71 in Oshkosh, 69 in Green Bay, 75 already in Appleton. Hey, by the way, this segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. If you need something for your home that'll increase the value, there's nothing better than windows and doors. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Please check them out if you need windows or doors. Visit PellaWI.com today to get a free in-home consultation. We have the Malcors, Ben and Deanna on here all the time, and they talk about curb appeal. And they talk about the different things that can separate one house from the other to get more money.
A lot of times, windows and doors.
Windows and doors, just the
quality, the attractiveness, and I think give Pella. What I like about Pella when they come over, and I told you they were at my house, but it's free.
Yeah,
they come
free
over
consultation,
and some of us have a lot of windows, and they.
But
can
it
also,
shows you take pride in your house.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
It takes you, yeah. Pella Windows and Doors.
And you invest money in your house.
And you save money.
And you can do two or three a year, too.
Right.
It's not like you have to do all 20, whatever.
Exactly. Free in-home consultation.
Love
Introduce
them.
Our next guest.
All right. So Laura Weigert has been on here. Now,
Weigert.
This is the... Oh, I'm sorry.
We just went through that.
I know. And I was getting coffee. So
no, you weren't. You were sitting right here.
You were right there, Jim.
Thank you, Laura.
Okay. So Laura's here.
Hey, let me tell. Can I just tell you something? From the folk cities.
Let me tell you something.
Of all the women we bring into this studio,
probably the easier name.
Don't mess with Ishpeming women.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Don't mess with Ishpeming women.
Yeah. I know the UP mafia.
Absolutely.
All right.
They are a tough breed.
Yes, they are.
Fox City's Chamber.
Yeah.
And when you were on here last time, we did a lot of played trivia. We had a lot of fun, but you were a nominee. For the Chamber of the Year, and we were rooting for you.
That's pretty cool.
It gets a lot cooler. You were talking about what it takes, and it's a very, very competitive nomination, and you qualified. You made round one, round two, and you, the Fox City's Chamber of Commerce, was named the 2024-25 Chamber of the Year.
How cool.
That is pretty cool.
Congratulations. That's incredible.
Thank you.
And we're going to talk about what all goes
Top
into
Chamber
that.
Top Chamber of Commerce in Wisconsin.
Well, no, it's bigger than that. It's
in
Dallas.
Nation.
I know, but I mean,
Here.
Yeah.
But absolutely, down in Dallas is where you went and received your award, right?
Yes, we did. Yeah, the final phase was a live interview.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, my boss, our CEO and myself sat with a panel of four other peers, and they grilled us for like 45 minutes. So it was very stressful.
Wow, I'll bet. Stressful.
It's kind of like sitting in front of Congress or something like that.
did they have any?
Like the woman that was in charge of the Secret Service.
Oh, yeah.
You are so full of grill.
Yeah.
This is BS.
Do they, how was the interview? Do they have a Diaz where they're up and elevated a little bit? Like
for
my chamber?
Intimidation. Yeah.
I was always like, my little perch.
The room is dark and they just had two lights shining on each of us.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, man, that's.
What were some of the things that that separated you from other chambers of commerce?
Well, the things we focused on in our application, I think the number one thing that helped us was our Connect free membership. And I think I've talked about this on air before, but we offer a free membership for small businesses. And we're one of the few in the nation that does this. And we're the only one that does it this way. So if you have five or fewer employees, you get a free membership. If you are a nonprofit with 10 or fewer employees, you get a free membership. Or any restaurant in the Fox Cities.
Nice.
So, yeah. And really? No one else. Yeah.
Well, they don't do that here. Well, that's...
How much is it in Green Bay?
Well, and I don't know. It's been a while since I was in the private sector, but it was the more employees you had, the more you paid.
Yep.
A little bit of a disincentive, to be totally honest. You know what I mean? Like, so you want to grow from 10 to 15 to 25 employees, and we did that, but then your chamber dues went up, and here you are kind of busting your butt to grow your business, and it's like, well.
You get penalized for it.
Felt that way.
Yeah, I can see
that. To the guy writing the checks, but other things, well, you got more money, which is an assumption that the bigger you are, the more money you have. That's not really true. But anyway, free memberships to these small businesses, and they are scraping by, you know, and they don't have $500.
No, that is a lot to them. And I think our lowest is $445, and that is a lot to a small
business.
Totally,
it is.
So, and since we've done that, so we have added 700 small businesses at no cost at
that
free level.
What that does for your organization, though, these people, they still want to volunteer. Yep. They still want to come out and get involved. They want to learn as much as they can. They want to attend your events.
They attend our events. They buy tickets.
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't lose money.
Cool.
It's an economic domino effect.
Right.
We love it.
All right. So that was one thing that separated you.
That
and I think that's awesome.
Thing.
Let me ask you this. If you ran a small business here in town and somebody from the chamber came and said, hey, you should join the chamber, your first question would be, what's in it for me? Right?
Absolutely. Whether I own a business or not. And then they tell you, well, you can get discount on your phone lines. And, and that's not really why I want to learn how to run. I want to make a more successful business. That's all I want. I want customers. I don't need discounts.
Exactly.
I need customers.
Exactly.
Period.
And that's what we tell people. I mean, the value is more, you know, we
networking.
Help you network.
Absolutely.
We have a free networking program called Network Builder, where it's like match.com for businesses. It's all digital. So you would say you signed up and then you'd say your interest. A computer would match you with another business professional with the same interest. And then you'd both get an email saying, hey, you guys match.
However, Johnny, it's got to be legal.
Oh.
So you can't do the weed thing.
But
there's other things you could do.
But let me ask you this, though.
Yeah.
Okay, Appleton, and we've talked about this, too, in Oshkosh, got so many things going on in the summers. It's mind-boggling. I mean, you got Mile of Music coming up. How many people are going to be at that?
I mean, 100,000.
100,000. Yep. And you guys still try to stay connected with the small, we can, it's like, well, I'm going to hang our hat on, you know, but you don't. And that's one thing I noticed. And we've had small business owners from Menasha and Appleton and all these different places talking about how great, how welcome they feel. You know, like a lot of small business places, they start up and it's like, oh my gosh, got this big scary world and they're all our competitors. And they've all said the same thing. They're really embraced by like you guys when they start up. You're really encouraging, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we want to bring them in. We want to introduce them to the big guys and the middle guys because it takes everybody. It takes a village, like they say, to be successful. And we connect them with the tools and the resources. You know, there's marketing opportunities. We do advocacy for small businesses, for all business sizes. So we are here for any size business that wants to grow.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. What else? That had to be a very competitive room.
Well, the other event we talked about was Oktoberfest.
Yeah, huge.
Exactly. And you guys may not know this. After COVID, it struggled because we lost a lot of volunteers. We lost a lot of our food vendors. And, you know, we had to shut down for 2 years. First year because of COVID. Second year because we couldn't get the volunteers to make it happen.
Why is that? Why did COVID make such a big impact on things that weren't COVID related? Do you know what I mean?
This is what I would hope this isn't true, but I think it could be. I think some people were looking for a reason to not
back off.
Yeah, like this charity, that we're doing this, we're doing that, and
could be
okay because of COVID, and because a lot of this stuff hasn't come back yet. I mean, a lot of it has, and some of it's come back roaring. Yeah. Like
Oktoberfest
is a great example of that, but some of this stuff, it's like, where did it go? And
it just shifted. People's mindset shifted.
Yeah. And you need volunteers to run anything. I mean, money's important, but you need the volunteers. So,
And that was the focus, is how did we pivot after COVID to make Oktoberfest better than ever? So we did so many things. We looked at more efficiencies. We looked at how we do food vendors. We never used to have food trucks there until after COVID.
Oh, really?
Really, really. It wasn't even a thing. It was all these churches and nonprofits who would set up a table, make some chili or cookies, and sell it. Because we always focus on the nonprofit side.
Right, right.
But we expanded it to food trucks. Now they partner with the nonprofit. So nonprofits still benefit.
Awesome.
But we still get the Appleton Fire Department selling their chili and other. It's a nice mix now. And our volunteers are back and better than ever. So we really took a look at how we did Oktoberfest to make sure it could continue to succeed for the long term.
Listen to what they're doing there, Johnny. I mean, the chambers used to be big business, bunch of white guys, doing some good things for the community.
Yes,
I don't take anything away from that. But and now you've kind of turned this thing around, and it's more community, small business driven. And
that's exactly, Jim, what these small business people
love
have said when they've came into the show. They feel they don't feel like, oh, you're a small fish in the pond.
Yeah.
They make them feel important.
Well, that's why they got the award, is that you're transitioning your chamber as to... And I was,
I'd like to think so, yeah.
The old chambers, I'm not... That's just the way they were. I'm not... They weren't... That's just the way... I mean, my dad was in the chamber. I mean, that was just a group of this guy, you know? And
oh, that's funny you say that. I have to comment on that. When I researched our... Remember, it's our 150th, which makes us even more special, right? Yeah. Yeah. I did all the research on that. And in looking at the history, in 1874... Men, the men did this.
Right.
And that continued into probably the
40s. All smoking 40s. A cigarette and wearing a suit.
And it never even mentioned women. It literally in newspaper articles said, the men did this and the men are great and the men are white and blah, 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 blah. Hated it.
But you only know what you know at the time, right? I mean, you look back at a lot of things, it's like, I can't believe we did that. Well, but I think you should take some comfort and you were rewarded because you have... increase the diversity.
Stepped outside
that traditional chamber, and you're a stronger chamber because of that. I mean, you got 700 new members.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and the chamber world itself now is probably 70 to 80% female run, which is a cool shift in the industry, where back in the 1900s, it was all men.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's all women. So I love that shift and a lot more diversity on every front.
That's so awesome. How was it? When you come back, want to find out how was it when you received the award? Was it like an unveiled? Let's talk about that.
What a huge award! Yeah. What a huge honor!
That's a big award.
Yeah, thank you.
For a girl from the west side of Ishpeming, was it the west side or north side?
I don't even know.
A girl from the west
Bank
side.
Bank Street. By the high school.
Oh, did your dad work in the mine?
No, he had his own insurance, Tupelo Sunblad Insurance Agency.
Oh, yeah. I did not know that. Okay. You're the only person I know whose dad did not work in the mine.
Tom T. Hall, I need you to write a song called Girl from the West Side of Ishpeming.
I will do it.
Please.
We got a text here, my favorite Tom T. Hall song. That's Why I Got to Memphis. Wonderful song. Have you ever heard that one? That's how I got to Memphis.
I don't know.
How do you not know Tom T. Hall?
I know Tom T.
Did
Hall.
Did you hear me sing this
But
morning?
When you sing, Johnny, it's okay.
When's your birthday?
But
In a couple weeks.
I'm going to sing
Oh, my gosh. He's going
to
sing Happy Birthday
I'm
to
trying
you.
To, I'm
Live
trying
on
to,
the air.
Oh, I'm trying to cut her I gotta, off. Too late now.
Laura Wiegert, Fox City's Chamber of Commerce, the top. Chamber of Commerce.
In the nation.
In the United States of America in Appleton.
America.
Incredible.
All right.
We got to send it to a quick break. Back with more right after this. Hey, welcome back. We're with Laura Wiegert, Fox City's Chamber of Commerce, that was just selected through competition, honorary thing, as the top Chamber of Commerce in the United States of America. Appleton has to be so proud of you guys.
And just to clarify, there was no swimsuit competition.
There wasn't?
No. We wouldn't have won if there was.
Then I would not be in it. Did you learn how to swim up in the UP?
Oh,
well, yeah, of course, at camp. Where else do you learn how to swim?
Well, I used to go to Champion Beach. And I've told this story. We take a bus to Champion Beach, and the swimming, quote-unquote, instructor would sit in a lawn chair smoking cigarettes and reading magazines while the big kids threw the little kids off the dock. That was our swimming lesson at Champion Beach.
Drown or learn how to swim.
Absolutely. Right. You know Champion Beach, right?
Yeah. Been there a few times.
Did you have a dog?
Yes.
Did you ever throw him off the dock to teach him how to swim?
No. Nobody.
Well, yeah.
Exactly. Thank you.
But they do. It's natural with dogs. They
exactly.
Know how to
swim. Except no, his dog. Not.
The dog paddle.
No.
Exactly. That's why they call it a dog paddle.
No, my dog's in lessons.
He's in lessons.
Oh, shut up. I mean, that's great.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Have you ever had a blood sucker on your ankle?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Jim's like, oh my God, nobody's ever had a blood sucker, a leech on them.
Nobody I know.
Exactly. They're dead.
Dead Rivers loaded with them.
I would be screaming, and my dad would be tearing it off.
He'd take a cigarette. They'd usually take
a cigarette.
Yes, remember?
A cigarette.
They'd light up a cigarette.
And burn it off.
And then burn it off. Exactly.
Why wouldn't you just go to the family swim club?
Yeah, or that. Yeah.
Yeah, because Ishpeming has those.
Yeah, yeah. Nagani, too. Ishpeming kids used to come to the Nagani Swim Club. It was called Teal Lake. Yeah. Remember that?
Oh, my God. I'm surprised you don't have three eyes after swimming in there.
Well, the thing is, it was like our water source, so nobody was allowed to swim in Teal Lake. So all the Ishpeming kids, those hoodlums, would come and pee in our lake. Remember that?
Yeah, no.
No.
I don't remember. Yeah.
So tell me, the chamber, you're growing. What are some of the most successful initiatives? I mean, we talked about the membership for small businesses who $500 is a lot, but the benefits are great, and they get the benefits without spending that money. Tell me a little bit more, some of the education you're offering them, technology, I mean, to help these small businesses become medium-sized businesses, which will then eventually become
large. Because let's be honest, you've talked about this a lot, Jim. You teach classes on this. What might have worked 20 years ago, throw that one out. Maybe take the good parts. Yep. But technology and different things have changed that so much.
Oh, my God. Look at the Dow Jones. Just look at, you know, you tell kids all that time, you know, who was on there, you know, 20 years ago, who's on there today? I mean, it's amazing. I mean, this world has changed, and for the better, I think. But you have to adapt to change. But you only, like, you know, people say this all the time, you only know what you know, but you've got to get that networking and learn things. Yep. I want to hear from you. I mean, you're the award-winning chamber. What do you think are the more successful programs? And we talked about the networking, but and then, like, you want to share with us what's down the road?
Absolutely. Yeah, so first of all, I have to talk about our Pulse Young Professionals. I know every chamber has a young professional program. Ours, we revamped it 2 years ago, and we went from 150 members to almost 800 members. And this is our future. These are our future leaders. They're our future businesses. They are our community. So we feel it's very important to invest in them and support them.
Is that under 40 then, or 30? What are your young professionals?
Yeah, we don't card at the door, we say. But okay.
That's good.
Right, so anyone can go, but typically it's 40 and under.
Okay, all right.
And it's free. That's what I wanted to state here. Okay. Another thing that we do, it's free to join our Pulse Young Professionals. You don't have to be a chamber member. You just have to meet the criteria. A couple times a month, they have events. They have their own steering committee, their own, you know, president of young professionals. It is such a vibrant group. And those young people are so, like we were talking in the break, Jim, about the ideas that they have and the energy and the excitement. I mean, that is our future.
And we need to listen to them.
Yeah.
You know, I think sometimes, well, you know, when I was here, I thought that too, or this, you know. Those young people, they've got the combination, and but they're young, and I'm talking young. You're talking about, you know, 38, 39. There's some kids who are 21, 23 have some really, and people always say to me, can you pick kids out that are going to be successful? And I think everybody can be successful, but kids who think really big, you know, like, not the world dominance, but I'm talking like, look, we can network this thing, we can franchise this. Like, those kids are going to be successful. They're going to, you know, it's a few roadblocks, but you need to listen to that, because they have some really cool ideas. And somebody like, you know, especially me and Johnny, or I put him in that category, but we're just not up on everything they are. We kind of live in a world that has been good to us.
They've been exposed to a whole different things
aren't. They read different things, and then I always ask, you know, one of my first classes, where do you get your information? And, like, I didn't even know the sources, you know, when they were naming some stuff, and I didn't even know, like, what it was, you know?
Yeah.
It's like everybody raises their hand who gets the Green Bay Press Gazette delivered and the Wall Street Journal on
right.
And it's just, they don't, and that's fine, right? I mean, you really respect that with this Pulse group, and I think that's really cool.
Absolutely. Even at the chamber, this is kind of a cool thing that we touched on in the interview, is we have four generations in our workplace. The youngest is 20, two on my team, 20 and 24, and man, do I learn from them.
Yeah.
They really help me stay grounded and realistic so I don't get caught in the old people thought, because I am an old person. But we have all four from Gen Z.
Yeah, I got that.
No,
chart.
Gen Y. I know. Whatever the chart is.
I have that chart where they are.
Yeah. Millennial, right. Gen X, and boomers. We have them all. And it's so cool.
And it's pretty cool. And we've had, actually, when I was at the city, we had a consultant come in and just taught to talk to those different categories.
Yep.
But what you have to learn when you get to be like Johnny, our jokes, they don't get our jokes. They're not like, they throw in a Gilligan's Island joke or something. They're like, what? what? You know, and so you got to try to be more on there. I learn a lot from them too, but anyway.
So what would kind of joke would you have if it's not Gilligan's Island? How far into the future can you go?
Yeah, go ahead.
That's pretty stuff.
Even that now would be like,
Friends. They love Friends because
that's not my thing.
Yeah. Anyway, so Pulse, this under 40.
Cool program.
Do you do the...
Can you say one thing, though, what you're alluding to? You guys are so looking forward versus this is how we've always done it type of philosophy, which we've seen in other areas.
I love the way kids...
That we won't mention.
No. I am. I get energized listening to some of these ideas and what they're doing. We got to listen to them.
We do. And again, that's our future. But if I could touch on a few other programs.
I want to hear this. Yeah.
You did. We have some really... So, along young professionals, we offer a champion of young professional designation. If your company has a work environment that's supportive of young professionals, you can achieve a designation where you, and then you can claim that you are a champion of young professionals. So it's a good recruitment tool. Employee-friendly workplaces is another designation. You take a survey and see what benefits do you offer your employees? What do you do to create a positive culture? And then you can become certified as an employee-friendly workplace. And in this era of talent retention, it's hard to recruit and retain good talent, right? The labor workforce. So these are a couple things we offer our employees of any size to achieve these designations to help them, you know, invite people in. Hey, we support young professionals. We have a culture that you want to be a part of. So just some really cool things like that.
We've had two people in here that run businesses on College Avenue, basically, first-time business owners, and they can't say enough good things.
However, with all that said, we still are there to kind of help, you know, support them, but help them. We got 10 seconds. Darn, I want to read you an email I just sent one of my students, but we'll just do that next time. All right.
Okay.
It just says, be careful with that. I'm a little concerned about your decision-making. You're very ambitious.
Fox News Chamber, best in the nation.
Family four packs for the Packers family night, courtesy of our friends at Bell & Health. You could win $750 this morning. So coming up in, I'm not good with math, but like 15 minutes or so. And then also $850 this morning. That's on the way. Time to get back to Mino and the Mayor this morning. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much, man. It was great having Laura Wiegert, Fox City's Chamber of Commerce. Congratulations. Voted the number one Chamber of Commerce, Appleton, Fox City's Chamber of Commerce, number one in the United States of America. How awesome is that?
And they
she's an
hard.
Ishpeming girl. Normally Ishpeming girls, sure you wouldn't. Yeah, it's like I know a lot of Ishpeming girls. Not that successful. Yeah. I got to be honest with you. They would chase us Nagani boys because they knew we'd make it big. And it's like, but she did on her own, which is really cool.
Whatever.
We love you, Laura.
Moving on.
We'll introduce our next guest, who's also from the Fox Cities.
We love small business. Entrepreneurs, carve out a niche, capitalize on it. The Sweet Lair Cafe. You're at 204, right? Main Street, Menasha?
Yep,
pronounce her name.
And we are, Bree. I have other friends who are called Bree. Now, your last name is Lutz.
Yes, it is.
It's perfect. I announced it. Just tell John. Look at him. Bree Lutz.
Todd and I pretty much had a side bet.
I do butcher names. I would get Bree right. Bree Lutz is in the house, and she is the owner, the entrepreneur of the Sweet Lair Cafe. This is a cool business, and I think what you're hitting on is social mores that I think we could do better on. Everybody sits down in the coffee shop and pulls out their phone, and they're sitting right across from someone, and sometimes some people they know, and they're both on their phone, and you look at a mother-daughter, it's like, what is going on here? Your place, as you put it, is a place for fun and indulgence. You encourage people to put down your devices and truly get to know the person across from you.
Yeah, exactly.
That is awesome. Anyway, tell us about how'd you come up with that and how's it going?
Yeah, it's been going really well. We opened 2 years ago, which was just on the cusp of COVID. So I think it was a perfect time for us.
Right.
But we are a board game cafe, and I just saw the importance of people playing and getting to know each other and just having a good time.
That's getting popular, isn't it?
It is extremely popular. Super expensive, too.
Is it? Why? The board games are?
The board games are, and there's so many out there. and everybody wants to play them. You want to own them. It's like a collection thing now. It's
well, when I did the Channel 5 show the other day with Milena, mm-hmm. okay, Milane, she was talking about they went on, like on Saturday or Friday, they went out and they bought 4 board games. Oh, yeah. It's like, what? Yeah. We had like Monopoly and Parcheesi or something, and that was it for 30 years.
Yep.
And now they're like buying these things like crazy.
And this is, I'm glad you're doing this. This isn't all that unique. It's very popular down in Nashville. I mean,
yep.
kids, of course, they got a little, I'm saying a younger population down there, but there's, that's what people do that are your age, right? 28, 29, 30, and you're younger than that. But what I'm saying is that sure. it's very, very popular to do trivia, to play board games, instead of just going out and, you know, sitting in a bar and drinking and watching sports. I mean, it's, I just give you a lot of credit for bringing that to our community here. And
thank you.
What do the people look for? What certain games or just tell me a little bit about your clientele.
Yeah, I think we have a good mix of people. We have people who want to just play the games that they're familiar with. We have people who are looking for something new to play. And then we do like a board game league in which people get to play a whole bunch of different new games that we're introducing to them.
Like what are the games these days?
Oh my gosh.
Are they the old classics like the Monopolies or is there something? Did you ever finish a Monopoly game?
You know what? That's a really good question. Yeah. The answer is yes.
Oh, but you did?
Yes.
Okay.
But that is a really good game when you own the board. That takes that, hours and hours
that's
and
what it
hours.
Is. That was our go-to yeah. game when school was canceled because right. of a snowstorm. Yeah. That was the go-to.
But you got to get the hotels and, yeah. and own the utilities. Nothing new. All I mean, it's the same thing. Anyway, do they play Monopoly?
I would say probably not as much as.
Okay. Well, so what are the popular games? I mean, kids, every time they come home, they're always go buy this, get that. And
all the games. There's like, actually, I'm going to make up a number here. There's like a billion games released last year.
Really?
It was a massive number of games that were released. Of those, we've, like, some of the games that we've been playing, at least my family that we really like, we like a game that's called Dead Reckoning. It's a really long strategy pirate game where you have like a pirate ship and you're going around conquering the board. We also, oh my goodness, there's just so many
but
games.
Some
games.
I had no idea. And you know what's weird is you would think, because you know, a few years ago when everything became video games, you'd think board yeah. games would almost become extinct.
Yeah.
But instead, somehow they did a reverse and they've thrived.
It's kind of like vinyl with music, right?
And yeah.
Kind of going
yeah.
back to some classic stuff in life.
Yeah.
Got a texture. Monopoly is awful compared to the new games.
That's probably true. The new games just have so much strategy, so much thought, so much fun involved in them.
But you got to be kind of smart to play. My son-in-laws are, you know, pretty bright, and my daughters, and I play, and sometimes it's like, wow, I wouldn't have thought of that. You know what I mean? You do have to have a strategic mind and a good retention and who's doing what. And
there's a lot that goes like into playing games. We have 2 kids at home that we homeschool, and we do something called game schooling where we will play games with them as part of their school. So
wow.
we're kind of developing their mind to think like a yeah. little outside the box.
We didn't have a lot of that. We just would hit the bubble and the dice would pop up. I remember
that. That was a great game.
That's yeah. a fun one. It's on our wall at the shop.
You know, my favorite game was Operation.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that? Loved that game.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-oh, don't touch the side.
That's right.
That's right, exactly. Hey, I got to ask you one other thing about what you guys serve. We just had Laura here, and she grabbed one of your cookies. She goes, what is this? And you're like, oh, it's a Filipino sweet potato. Or so it's like, what?
Tell us about your menu, how people can really engage in your process of your menu.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of our menu items are board game themes. We have things like the Hungriest Hippo, which is a bagel sandwich where we make the bagels in shop. The cookies that we were talking about are an ube.
I'm gonna hold this up.
Cookie.
It's purple.
it's purple.
It's bright purple.
Yep, ube is a purple sweet potato from the Philippines. It's really often used in desserts there. It has like a vanilla nutty flavor to it.
Laura actually took one with her, and I said, "Please text me." And yeah. she said, "It's actually really good." So there you go.
It's
a sweet potato cookie from
a
the
sweet
Philippines.
Sweet potato cookie.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. We also make blondies in the shop that are ube as well, and they have white chocolate.
How do you know about Filipino sweet potatoes?
I am actually Filipino myself.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Which part?
So my mom's family is from Luzon.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Were they there during the war?
They were there. Yeah. I'm going to. They? They, so my mom actually came over from there. And then her dad and some of her family came over as well. So I was the first one in my direct line.
They ever talk about like your grandpa or anybody fighting with the Filipino guerrillas? Because they really helped the Americans a lot.
I do hear that a lot. I have not heard many stories about, you know, their time in the Philippines.
Were they around Palawan at all? Do you know?
I do know that city?
No.
Okay. Yes. Well, I'll be your menu.
Yes.
It's incredible.
Oh, thank you.
It's so unique.
We have a lot of different thoughts. So it's not me that's creating the menu. I got to give a lot of props to my team. I give them, you know, hey, come up with a sandwich, come up with something, and they throw it at me and I say, okay, that sounds great.
Coming up with a team, though, Jim talks about this again a lot as far as
Ticket to Paradise.
You can have all the great ideas in the world, but the people who really make the difference are the workers, the helpers, the whatever. And if you got bad helpers, no matter how much you want it, it's not going to happen. That is such a big part, isn't it?
You got to hire good people.
Yeah.
And that's why
and it's a hard market these days.
It is. Exactly. But boy, they've got it. And it, I don't know.
This is really good. I'm eating this, by the way. This is really good.
I mean, you do want to teach them customer service, but some people they just know it. It's innate. And you want to get those people that are like,
they live and breathe it.
And they care. Well, they care about, you know, they treat people like they want to be treated. But yeah, I'm looking at some of these titles. I mean, are you the marketing person there with the Pop-O-Matic, which was, I was on to that, right?
So everything is based off of a board game.
Right,
so
I can see that.
Ticket
really?
To Pizza, we got Ticket to Ride.
Right.
The Pop-O-Matic is actually what they call the Trouble Popper thing.
Uh-huh, that's right.
I would order that.
Todd's all right. Over this.
I would order that.
Jim's hip.
Yeah, transfusion. This is great. And so you can come in there, you get a booth or table, whatever, and
yep.
Order. You have coffee drinks. We've got
all the stuff. We got smoothies. We got coffee. We've got cold brew. We've got ice cream. And I started out as a baker out of my home. So we've got a full bakery, like the cookies.
That's
so
awesome.
It's an indulgence place. Come to treat
and
yourself.
Tell the name of it again.
Oh, yeah.
Of the place,
it's the Sweet Lair, and Lair is like a dungeon or a den,
like
kind
a
of
lion's
a hangout.
Lair.
Yep, exactly. It's a nerdy hangout.
And where is it exactly?
I think it's
downtown Menasha. We're right on Main Street, across from the Big Faith Building.
I think when you say a nerdy hangout, I just think it's a cool hangout, right? And I think it'd be fun to go there.
I don't think you're nerdy if you're like hip now. You know what I mean?
I would think it's more, but I mean,
nerdy is cool these days.
Yeah.
Right. I think that's what he's saying. And I would agree with you. And I think that so many of us would just like to put, that people are kids, just put the phones down. Let's play some board games. This is very, very cool. And, you know, the prices are reasonable and you've got great, you know, we got a great ambiance in there. You seem very friendly. And I'm sure the rest of your staff is too, if you are. So yeah, this is very cool. Build your perfect cupcake, you know, scoop of creamy ice cream. You got it all.
We do. I have a big menu.
I actually found the Pop-O-Matic commercial. Can I just play it from the 1970s? All right.
Todd finds everything so fast.
That was me.
Beyond belief.
Here it comes.
Have you got trouble? Wait, don't run. This kind of trouble is lots of fun. Pop-O-Matic pops the dice, pop the six, and you move twice. Race your men around the track and try to send the others back. That's Pop-O-Matic trouble.
That guy do every commercial?
Pretty much.
Above everything like that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I'm by Ronco.
That's right. The Pocket Fisherman.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. Wow. How did you get started with this whole thing? I mean, it's a great idea. Who do we have on, Todd? Somebody else from, I want to say Appleton-ish. Was it Appleton-ish where they started up their own bakery or they were starting to?
Thunderbird Bakery in Oshkosh.
Yeah, Oshkosh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And all the difficulties to really get it up and running. Yeah. Tell us a little bit. You know, I mean, we can talk about the fun stuff now, but pull back the curtain. Tell us about the things people don't know about trying to start your own business.
Yeah, it's a big struggle for sure, especially when we were starting. It was like, you know, all over the place of crazy. But I did, you know, I met with different advisors. Like I use SCORE, I've used WIBIC, I've used different programs that are out there to really help me out. There's a lot of things that I didn't know that I feel like I probably should have known before I started. But there's things that you just, you don't know that's going to happen until you get into it. So
how about the financing? Was Menasha there for you, or did you, how did you finance your business? And even if it's a small business, you still need startup, right? Capital, you got to buy the games, you got to buy, you gotta pay staff. And
yeah, absolutely. We actually used a small business loan through our bank. We were able to get approved, which was fantastic. We did get the Main Street Bounce Back grant.
That's a good grant.
So that was also helpful as well. And that really helped us kind of move forward.
Well, that's nice, because I think that's important that people know it's a combination of things. I mean, obviously some of your own money. And,
right, yeah. And enough of our own money.
Right. And some of us are parents' money. And I was so desperate, I took my father-in-law's money. I borrowed money from him. But, you know, if it's a really good idea, and you just got to put the pieces together. But we had some a county revolving loan program here in Brown County, and I'm sure they have that. But I mean, you need to look at all different angles to put the capital.
Hey, Todd, the behind the scenes conversation with Donna's dad and mom. Honey, are you really going to give him? I gotta give him something. It's our daughter. I don't think he's going to make. I know, but we got the most wonderful daughter in the world, so we gotta support her. I'm not doing it for him.
I remember sitting at his kitchen table. Donna wasn't with me, of course.
That had to be a difficult conversation.
Ooh, yeah, I needed the money though.
Were you sweating?
I was. Yeah, I was. We'd been only married, I don't know, 4 years probably, maybe longer, 5 years. But I laid out the business plan, the building. This is what we're gonna do. We need to do this and this and that. And he's like, Kathy, get the checkbook.
So, really?
Well, wow. That's awesome. Yeah,
that was. Wow. Could have gone the other way.
Yeah. One thing I always think about bakers, though, it's like there's no end to a day. Because, you got these beautiful, beautiful sweets that you brought in for us today. And then at what time? 1 a.m. or whenever? Somebody's going to be there making tomorrow. So it's not like a grocery store where, the bread's going to be there for a couple of days. I mean, you guys don't stop, right?
Yeah, it's a long business, especially with our model, because we're open late, so you can come in and play board games.
Right.
We're there, in the morning for breakfast, and then all the way through nighttime.
We're going to send it to a quick break. This is really great. The Sweet Lair Cafe in downtown Menasha. I'm eating a Filipino sweet potato cookie, which is really good, and it's bright purple. We'll be back with more right after this.
All right, welcome back. We are with the Sweet Lair Cafe. This is an awesome place. If you're not a regular, you got to go check it out. This is a place where you go and you sit down with your friends or family, and you play board games. You put your phones aside, and you can order just frappes, the smoothies. You make all your bakery there. With the exception bagel of today, sandwich. You make hot grilled sandwiches. Yes. She just said her grill broke.
I'm so stressed. We were just talking about all the things behind the scenes of a small business.
It is behind the scenes. And we went to try to fix it, and we can't.
So I said to her, I said, you seem like really happy 2 years in the business. And I said,
no, I'm not. I'm really stressed.
So she said, I said, where's the stress from? But you're in there with your family, your husband, your kids, I think it's great that kids see that entrepreneurial work of their parents, and even if they're young, there's no laws against having them help out,
Right. But my son said to me the other day, he says, I don't want your business to fail because the grill broke. So he's thinking now that it's failing. He's like, I don't want your business to fail. I know I didn't want it in the beginning, but I really like it now.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
So when you franchise, that's great. All right. So it's 2 years, you're doing pretty well, but any plans for expansion?
We always have plans.
Right? I know you do. Everybody
I know.
Does.
We have so many different ideas to not have more locations of the shop, but have different alternatives or different ways to expand the business itself, whether it's creating more, my husband loves, and myself too, we love escape rooms, so creating more things like that bounce off the shop and you can go hang out afterwards or what have you.
They are so
pretty smart to be in those. I've been in those.
They are.
I'd still be there if it was wasn't for my
they
son-in-law.
They are so, like, attuned to, like, modern day.
That's what I'm saying.
Versus
listen
what we're sitting here talking about the old Chamber of Commerce. There's a bunch of old, fat, white guys smoking. But you know what I'm saying, though? You know what I mean? Versus, like, the new modern people, how they look at business.
Right. We would sit down and bring out the cards and play.
Yeah, you know, play cribbage or something.
Even the word modern sounds really old.
I know, right? No one proves You're right. You're like the Ronco guy. Yeah. modern games.
Yeah, but I listen to what you're saying, though. I mean, and you're obviously much more, you're very in tune with what's going on now and where the community is going forward. But, you know, you've talked about, you know, games, expanding more games, your menu with unique products, and now maybe looking at escape rooms, things that kind of challenge your mind to thinking. You got to be creative. Yeah. No alcohol in anything you said. And traditionally, you know, 30 years ago, that was kind of, if you didn't have that, you weren't going to be successful. And I just want to applaud you for, there's risk in business, but I think I really like where you're going.
Yeah, we actually have had some people ask us if we're going to bring alcohol. And then we've had other people who have been thankful that there's a space available that doesn't have alcohol. So we're going to keep this space, for sure, alcohol free.
Well, and you can get high school tournaments too, college tournaments, where they can play board games.
We try to do different community events. Right. We've done, like, you know, puzzle races and tournaments on board games.
Do you guys do any military board games? Because I know there's a group of people that are so big into that with the strategy of, you know, we've got this battalion of tanks going against the Nazis. Do you guys have those games at all?
We have similar. So we do have, like, your olden, like, Risk or Strategia or what have you. But
Risk
then they
is
have,
a good game,
Risk
too.
Is a good game. That's they have a new game that's called War Chest, where you get to play different types of characters and battle in old-timey war events.
Yeah, world dominance. Yeah. I mean, that's just fun to think like that, right?
It is, yeah.
That's how you thought when you were married.
I can do this.
What's your background? What led you to this?
Well, I guess so many different things. I've always enjoyed baking and having fun with that. And I knew I wanted to create a space that was more community oriented instead of just a regular bakery. So we decided on the cafe with the board games.
You got to do that these days, don't you? You got to separate yourself, don't you, Jim?
Yeah, you got to carve out.
And I know you are big with your students, where you've talked about that, about young entrepreneurs.
They got it. Why you?
Yeah.
You know, I ask them that all the time, you know, because we do.
Bakery anywhere.
or another food truck, too. Right. And so you got to bring some culture. You got to do something.
Separate yourself.
Another cheese curd place just ain't going to work. You guys got to figure something out. And you've carved out a great niche. And there's a lot of businesses that have. I'm really happy for you. And I think people really respect what you're doing too, because you're taking a risk, but you're giving some people some space that they've been looking for a long time.
Yeah, and actually we've heard that a lot from a lot of our customers, that they're just excited to come to a space that's welcoming and that you can hang out and just have a really good time and do fun things again.
Yeah. I got a text there. You sank my battleship. Remember Battleship?
Oh, that was a great game.
That was great.
That was
and it seems like something from the 20s now.
F9. You don't know if he hit the end of the ship, which way the ship is, you know. Yeah. If it's, you know. Anyway, all right. So get trouble, and we'll be there. Or whatever that pop up thing is.
We've got it.
Listen, this is so awesome. I just want to say one thing though, and we always ask this: you're knocking wood. You're very successful. Young entrepreneurs sitting out there listening. Jim has a classroom full of them. Give us some advice: do's and don'ts.
Oh my goodness. I would say I took a class in which I took the eSeed program through the Fox Valley Tech, and we did the whole business plan, and that was fantastic. I learned a lot. But since I wrote that business plan, I haven't necessarily gone back to it because there's so much going on. And I definitely think that's a do. Please go back to the business plan, revise it, relook at why you're doing what you're doing and what you want to do. And that will help you move your business forward.
But I would imagine it's hard to do once you're drinking out of the fire hose, right?
Yeah, but you,
the grill is down. I don't have time to look at the business plan.
That business plan is not for the banker. It's for you.
It's for
and
you.
And you need to leave that on your desk and look at it. Don't file that away. Because you're right. That was a good business plan.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you got to go back to that.
Yeah.
Don'ts.
Some don'ts.
Family. family.
I learned that the hard way.
Hiring a family
I haven't hired my family per se, but they have helped me a lot, and that's cool. Been really helpful, which is great. I would say don't try to do everything yourself, though. Make sure you are looking out. We actually are just hiring our first managers, and that's 2 years in. I should have had that a while ago. I should have planned for that better, and I didn't.
But it all costs money.
It does. It costs a lot of money, and that's why we didn't. But right. Unfortunately, it's the steps you got to take.
Yeah. This is fantastic.
You're going to be very
Sweet
successful.
Sweet Lair Cafe in downtown Menasha, right on the main drag.
Right. Right on the main
in street. Downtown Menasha, which is one of my favorite cities in Northeast Wisconsin. I really and truly is. Two Rivers and Menasha, two of my favorite underrated cities. Best of luck to you. Please stay in touch.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for these phenomenal sweets you brought
thanks,
in.
Yeah, thanks, Bree.
Thank you for
we
having me.
We got to a quick break. We're talking with Lisa for Boss's News when we come back right after this.
And don't forget, right now, you can text in to win a family four-pack of tickets for Packers Family Night this Saturday, courtesy of Bellin Health. Text in right now. Download the Civic Media app. Choose your station, WGBW or WISS. Lower right-hand corner, say, I want the tickets, and we'll get them for you. Family four-pack right now. Use the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor back in just a bit.